This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 232 for Thursday, January 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures gained traction on Thursday after a very choppy start to the daily session. At the final settlement, the March canola contract adds $5.10 at $631.80 per ton, while the May contract also rises $5.10 at $638.60 per ton. As upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, along with those in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, spill over into canola, there's some pressure from small declines in Chicago soy oil. Global crude oil prices are higher and lending support to the vegetable oils. An analyst says Australian canola is beginning to wane on the world markets and taking some pressure off of the Canadian canola, but he believes canola futures will remain largely range-bound in what he calls sideways featureless trade until the United States Department of Agriculture issues its 2024 outlook next month. As for the massive South America soybean harvest, the analyst notes that's now largely factored in oilseed prices. The Canadian dollar slightly higher on Thursday afternoon, with the loonie at 74.09 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 73.95. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending January 12th averages just over 1.05 billion barrels per day. Ethanol stocks climbed to almost 25.7 million barrels. Refinitiv Commodities Research keeps its call on U.S. winter wheat production at 34.7 million tons and trims its forecast for China's winter wheat output to 139.6 million tons. China reports its December corn imports are a record 4.95 million tons. Ukraine's ambassador to Turkey says there are certain negotiations underway to restart the United Nations Black Sea grain export deal with Russia. Running off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher after a rocky start on Thursday. The March contract adds 8 cents at $12.13.5 per bushel. March soy meal turns around to add $2.60 at $361.30 per short ton. March soy oil gives up almost a tenth of a cent at 47.62 cents per pound. Corn is slightly higher as its March contract bumps up 2 cents at $4.44 per bushel. Oats are stronger, with the March contract jumping 13 cents at 367. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, as Chicago marches up 3 cents at 585.5. Kansas City March gains 11 cents at 605. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March rises 6 cents at 686. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, January 18th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.